With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden and President Trump set to face off on the debate stage later today. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Americans will see a sharp contrast between the two. He joked that it doesn't matter if Biden drinks a whole gallon of energy drinks. He can't match the energy of Trump, and he'll have to defend his record, including on the U.S.-Mexico border. A new poll released on the eve of the first presidential debate says former President Trump has taken the lead over President Biden nationally at 49% to 45%. In a race that includes RFK Jr., the poll finds Trump's lead increases to 6 percentage points, beating Biden 43% to 37%. The new Quinnipiac poll says 73% of voters will likely watch the debate. A member of the left-wing squad from New York loses his primary in a closely watched race.
George Latimer, the Westchester County executive and a pro-Israel centrist, defeated Representative Jamal Bowman on Tuesday in a Democratic primary in suburban New York that highlights the party's deep divisions over the war in Gaza.
We have to fight to make sure that we do not vilify each other.
Audio from WABC, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee spent nearly $15 million to defeat Bowman, who has accused Israel of committing genocide.
Has always been about humanity.
Audio from WNYW, Julie Walker, New York.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Supreme Court appears poised to allow emergency abortions in Idaho when a pregnant patient's health is at serious risk as a legal case plays out. A copy of the opinion was briefly posted on the court's website Wednesday, suggesting the court will conclude it shouldn't have gotten involved in the case while an appeal was in progress in a lower court. This is SRN News. A pro-life leader celebrating the two-year anniversary of the Supreme Court striking down the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion.
As we think about the second anniversary of the Dobbs decision, we need to understand that the biggest lesson is that it was absolutely necessary, but it was not sufficient. It was absolutely necessary that Roe be reversed, and we need to thank God. We need to thank God with sober and with determined hearts, with thankful hearts, that Roe was reversed.
But our Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary says the pro-life community still has much work to do.
We need to understand that ever since the Dobbs decision and the reversal of Roe happened, the pro-life movement's been on the defensive in the United States, and we are so in the year 2024.
In his podcast, The Briefing, Moeller encourages pro-life Americans to be encouraged and stay engaged in the moral struggle to preserve the sanctity of life. This is SRN News. A vital road in Wyoming will soon reopen.
Work is almost done on a temporary route around a landslide in western Wyoming that has closed the road for thousands of commuters. Wyoming Department of Transportation officials are looking to reopen the road on Friday. Wyoming Highway 22 over Teton Pass near the Idaho state line has been closed since the landslide sent both lanes crashing into a ravine on June 8th. No one was hurt, but the collapse has been a headache for thousands of commuters who work in Jackson and live in eastern Idaho. Going a different route has added over an hour to their drive each way. John Scott reporting.
Coffee being recalled over botulism concerns. The FDA is warning against nearly 300 types of canned coffee sold nationwide by Massachusetts-based SnapChill. Companies voluntarily recalling the canned coffee. More details at srnnews.com.